All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? It's Unpaid Bill from Questlove Supreme. This week, we're bringing you a classic episode with comedian, actress, director, and producer Alana Glazer. This one aired back on May 13th, 2020, in the height of the pandemic, quarantine, and all that craziness. Alana Glazer kept the mood light. We had a fun, casual conversation about life in Corona times, her show Broad City, and New York City itself. Even though the world was very different when we taped this, interviews like this shaped how we approach QLS ever since.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Quarantine Quest, broadcasting live from the kibbutz, upstate New York, welcoming you to another Questlove Supreme live edition. We got a good show. This is Fontigolo. What's up, bro?
What up?
And Unpaid Bill, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Saccharin Steve. Sugar Steve, what's up? Stevia Steve.
Saccharin Steve. Stevia Steve.
And Lightyear, hello?
Hello.
My hat is also here, Unpaid Bill, so.
Where are the wild things, Amir?
You've been waiting to get that. He was waiting to get that punchline off. You bastard, you. Anyway, just want to say that our special guest today, the brilliant former, formerly known half of the dynamic Broad City duo, not to mention fresh off of her Amazon comedy special, The Planet is Burning, which is weird because it might not be.
It actually is.
Or for the first time.
We want to welcome... Alana Glazer to QLS Live Edition.
Hey, y'all. What up? Thank you for having me. Nice meeting y'all.
Like, our arms are moving, but nobody's out here, no applauding. Like,
yeah.
I went to the, Steve, I went to the city for the first time yesterday to go to my apartment, and it was 7 o'clock. Oh. And so I participated in the noise making.
The clapping for the people, for the service workers and everything.
Yeah.
The clap is sick. It's actually
everyone.
I like set myself
to
up
time period
with like chips for this. I hope that's.
Oh, we hear you.
Yeah, I totally love fine. You do. I saw you be like, oh, you like Kramer backed off it when I like.
Yeah, because I was like.
Not at all. We're snacking as well.
Now I was wondering what the flavor was.
Hey, still pickle chips.
I have a question. Who of us is quarantining with more than three people?
Nah.
Lots of people.
Wait, Bill, how many people are you quarantining with?
Me? One.
Yes.
Besides myself?
You're alone?
I'm with my girlfriend.
Oh, you're not even living with Freakin' Freck?
No, Freakin' Freck are with their mother, Head Freck.
Oh.
I don't mean it like that. She's great. No.
You can't take that back, bro.
Oh. What did she do to you, dude?
I hope she's watching. Nothing. She's fantastic. I like that when you're doing this over munchies. They're like, pickle chip. Mm.
I know. I'm like, somebody else eat. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. Also, I don't know why I assumed snacks were.
No, they are.
No, they are totally. No.
Look, yeah, speaking of snacks,
Bill's not here. I allow snacking.
Okay. See, my Zanku chicken tartar right here. Let's go.
Yeah, speaking of snacks, the one you got to get up on is these right here. These Trader Joe's chips right here. Corn chips.
Why are they on
crack cocaine? Nigga, let me tell you something. What?
No, Trader Joe's hour. These little pickle chips.
I did not know that Trader Joe's was like that, yo.
Yo, Trader Joe's has a russet potato kettle potato chip.
I've had it. It's amazing.
Right before we
did you say them. That the flavor was?
It's russet potato. Kettle.
It tastes like a kettle.
We got it.
Oh,
you know everything is better with this kettle. Kettle.
Do you guys know? Sorry. I'm like, I guess like it's like hard. Social graces resume. You guys know everything but the bagel from Trader Joe's?
Oh, I haven't used it yet. I got the umami. Not the umami. It's two new. It's like three new seasonings at Trader Joe's.
Oh, really? I know the everything bagel one, and I just lick my hand, put a little.
Is it really that good?
Everything hand.
It is so fucking good. I saw an empty bottle on the sidewalk the other day, and I was like, if that weren't empty, I like would potentially still.
It's come to that.
It is incredible. That's a game changer. Everything but the bagel.
Love it.
Really?
I'm just gonna say Trader Joe's. It really is the best thing ever, outside of them not being located in any hood in any city. But outside of that, they are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I was asking the number count of people sharing space quarantining, because now I know. When I was younger, my dad was notorious for, he was one of them dads that would mark the juice bottle with a Sharpie. In other words,
like, don't drink my juice. Like, this is my shit. Don't touch it.
Oh, shit. How many people with you?
Oh, we seen them on the video. Are you sure?
What?
You're eating a sandwich?
Depending on what night. I'm sorry. Yes, it's chicken tartar. I was saying, but
wait, are we eating in protest of Bill not doing protest of Boss Bill?
No, I'm eating because Alana eating. The guests can eat.
Thank you.
So Alana's giving us permission to snack.
Wait, no, Amir, I have a question. Would your dad write dad or his first name?
No, he would just mark the apple juice bottle where he last left it.
Oh, wow. He was super petty. He was super petty.
Right. Wow. And then,
that's an assumed it's dad's. This is like the level checking on the kids.
No, we just had issues. We had issues about the juice level. Like in a black household, juice is like,
great.
That's you know, that's currency.
Juice is
like, I can have all the water I want as long as I fill the water bottle back up. You know, by the time it gets to the bottom, but
juice, you got to go to the stove. Though.
You can't house juice. I don't think I was housing juice, and he would also house his Entenmann pecan pie. You know, the Entenmann pecan cakes.
Yeah,
the long. So,
he was petty with that. But I'm only asking
so because
now that I'm sharing space, and I'm like looking forward to like my snack, and then.
Somebody done got you.
Now you're like, I might be a little petty myself.
Was it, Amir? What was it? Please tell me. What was the snack, please?
I mean, you know, it's just like it's community here. So
this I'm is trying safe to be. Space.
Wait, have you noticed? I'm like looking this direction.
Yeah, right there.
Hey, you ain't locked in a cult, are you, Amir? I just watched Rico, dude. I'm wondering.
In my head, there's 10 people to his left watching him right now. Just what the fuck talking about? What the fuck?
You know what? We're 8 deep. We're 8 deep.
Wow.
And no, but I mean, it's a large space too. So, but I'm mostly I'm in a guest.
That's house. A lot of trust. That's a lot of trust.
Well, I mean, the thing is that one, like, we're the only people here, and so, you know, I can go outside, you know, visit the apple orchard or, you know, whatever, and I'm in someone's guest house. So, I mean, but wait, Lightyear, why are you acting like networking isn't a part of life?
Networking?
Apple orchard this time of year, Amir.
Networking is a part of life. Network. It is.
In your line of business, yes, you've been a professional. Don't act like you're just some intern off the street. Like, you connect with people and you
hang out at their work.
So when shit hits the fan, I know.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. You know what, Amir? That's networking on a different level, though. Like having infinite ability to stay at an estate orchard. That's not.
That's amazing. No, it's not. I don't think you have to be in a privileged position to get those favors.
I just said you're a really good person.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't know when I'm being serious. I don't, you guys.
None of us do.
Send me apples, Amir. Seriously?
Yeah. I need a peck.
Are you making applesauce like Baby Boom?
Oh my God. I just watched that shit. Yes. That was her business. She brought back to the big city.
Yes.
There's enough eggs and enough applesauce.
Do you feel like the chickens? I have a couple friends upstate. Do you feel like extra isolated in your quarantine? Or are you like, get me the fuck away? Dude,
nah, I can't wait. Like this. All right. So I drove.
To come back?
I left my apartment like at 4 a.m. driving back. And, you know, normally I would say the first time I came up to Westchester, like I was making fun of people because my whole joint was like, I can't go nowhere where there's not a 24-hour pharmacy nearby or just something.
Yeah.
Corner store.
And I would make fun of all, you know, our upstate property. No. I'm like, whatever. But no, when I drove here today, I was relieved to get here. Yeah. Like, I think I'm done with cramped living and just, I mean, the city is.
Yeah, I read an article. Someone made a wrote an article the other day. They were talking about how post-COVID, they think that New York is going to be a much younger city because older, you know, cat like. Just what you're saying, like they're not going with that.
Everyone's leaving. Like in my apartment building right now, 70% of all the residents have left.
We're good.
That remains in the air. And you know, with my joint, my lease coming up, I might be joining them. Like I've already looked at like 4 cribs up here already.
Upstate or Amir? We'll be neighbors, and that's ridiculous. I love that.
Wait, you're up here now?
I live in Westchester too, but not. I mean, Westchester's a large.
Can you name your borough? Rep your borough. What part?
Broughton on Hudson, which sounds like Hudson, but it's not. It's on
Broughton on Hudson.
I got my eyes on Brewster. Brewster's like that's the Williamsburg. I'm hearing that's the Williamsburg of Westchester.
Ah. Beacon. That's another place that I could see that. I think you'd like it there.
Alana, where are you?
I'm in Brooklyn, but I'm also like, I'm too old to do this. I learned. And I'm like, 33. And I'm like, oh, 33.
Girl.
That's when Jesus returned, and that's when Alana left. I'm too fucking, I'm comfortable here. My partner and I are here, and we're like, we've just been driving up to Bear Mountain every fucking weekend, and we're like, ugh. We're like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Event. Like I, it just is part of me is like, it's like sweet here and everybody's like, hey, hi. There's this like tenderness, this like New York City tenderness. But yeah, I think like I feel like 30 plus, 35 plus is just changing the way we thought we were going to.
I need space. I need air.
Yo, if
quietness.
The over 35 year olds leave Brooklyn, that's going to be like, whoa. Like that changes the scope of everything.
It's like sleepaway camp. I'm like, oh yeah, New York is like sleepaway camp, and I'm exhausted. It's like the end of the summer.
Well, Alana, a lot of people don't know about sleepaway camp. I assume that you went to sleepaway camp.
I didn't. I was a little nerd who would like do, you know, like day camp, and also I did this like I did like teen tours one summer or two, but I was like went home on the weekends to be close to my parents.
Sleepaway camp kids. What's a teen tour?
It's like you go to like, we went to like Virginia Beach and like Maine. You take like, you know, trips or whatever, but it's not like, I don't know. It's not like.
Like bus trips, but like bus with trips. Certain groups.
Exactly. Exactly.
We did that.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. So I did that. Sleepaway camp was like for kids who were ready to start like sexually experimenting. And I was like, I'm going to just fail at that for a while first. Like, you know, sleepaway camp, people fuck.
And did y'all not see that horror movie from the late '80s?
No, yeah. What?
Oh, I seen this.
Remember seeing it, but I don't think I was.
I want to say I seen it because I'll admit what my age was.
So Sleepaway Camp was a camp designed for teens that were beginning to be sexually active, or were they trying to keep y'all?
Hold on a second.
No, I'm like, that was
Steve want to add in. Steve rarely interjects. Hit it, Steve.
I went to summer sleepaway camp for 9 summers. I didn't get laid once, okay? So I don't know what the heck she's talking about.
Okay, I'm about idealizing.
I know that I paid for at least 10 people to sleepaway camp, so.
Wait, Bill said he got his though, right?
No. I never got laid at sleepaway camp. I later went back and was a counselor at a sleepaway camp where everybody fucked all the time. And that is...
Yo.
I was going to say, please don't finish that story.
Yo, did y'all see the preview for the new show on Bravo that's all about like adult like sleepaway camps? Have y'all seen this? This is like a thing?
No.
What's oh my God, that? It looks so fun. So there are like these places out in the country where like... white, excuse me. I was
yeah, adult yeah. Wait, Alana, weren't you at the wedding with me when we did that? David Cross's and Amber Tamlin, weren't you there?
No. I was not.
Okay. They did what you're describing. Like, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for interjecting.
No. I don't, but they do. So it's just grown-ups doing like all of the kind of grown-up version of the kid games. And people, yeah. You know, you stay there for like a week or so or whatever. And mm-hmm. You just go buck wild. It looks so fun.
All right. Cool. So when David and Amber got married, they did it like a sleepaway camp. Only problem was it was October. So it was freezing. It was freezing. But like that weekend, you did 12-year-old shit, like the potato sack race and the zip line thing and all that stuff, but for a weekend.
Cool white people shit.
You know,
I said cool white people shit, Bill.
Potato sacks are cool white people shit?
No, like summer camps. Like as you see who's asking the questions about sleepaway camp, we don't really know because it's not something that we did. So
yeah, you're toilet talking paper about, like, the other camp and all that stuff. Camp. Like that, like potato sack, existential freedom fun or whatever.
I said potato sack race as in I was trying to think of like something that's campy for a 12-year-old, but you know, I mean there were,
I don't know if there has to be, like, I went to a wedding that was like that. These two dudes who got married and it was a sleepaway camp like that for like a long weekend. But I'm just like not an activities person. I'm like, let's just like smoke up the edge of the lake and like people can hook up and whatever. But like, why do I have to like hold on a rope? You know what I mean? Like, and swing or whatever.
So we would smoke and then we roast like marshmallows a lot? Like,
yeah, that's my shit.
I'm shocked that you're slackerish. I would have figured that you were like all for the adventure.
No, it's more like, let's like talk about, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like the physical, you know.
I'm with you.
Okay, so no zip line.
It's this.
I feel you.
It's this.
I don't know. With my idea of Corona body around the corner, I'm down to like. Dude, it's getting scary.
How far are you away from your Corona body? How many like, pounds? Is it?
Dog, it's getting scary, dude. Sorry. This is day 40. This day 39. I think I've taken off like 21 pounds.
I love it.
Wow.
That's but crazy. This time I'm not trying, which is scaring the shit out of me. So
it's probably a
like the last time I did this, I was like day 46, day 47.
We were there. Remember.
You know, we like there. I'm wearing D-Nice gear now. Like normally I have to wear my, like make my own clothes and all that stuff.
Is it more about food or exercise?
Food. I think it's 80% food, 20% exercise. Right now, okay. So the greatest thing I've discovered, besides Trader Joe's, there's a woman who is starting a company. I've been begging for carbless bread for the longest.
Carbless bread.
Yeah, he's been talking about this. He said
gods have heard my cry. Yeah. Matter of fact, hang on a second.
She there? She's there. What's that?
So this is carbless cornbread. So
I'm like indulging in bread. Like normally I'm like, you know, you're like out of the fucking house so much that I have like a system of how I like operate or whatever, like a crazy person bringing like carrying like a disgusting smoothie container for 12 hours after I step, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck kind of life am I living?
So what's your daily ritual?
You bake your own bread.
Now?
What's a typical day? What time do you get up?
Typical pre-COVID times or during COVID?
No, now.
Now?
In the time of the Rona.
In time of the Rona, I'm getting up at like 9 and I start work around 11. And I work from 11 to 7 or 8.
Let me just ask. When you open your eyes at 9...
Yo, what's up? This is Fonte, Fontigolo from Team Supreme. Black representation in media is very important to me. I think it's important to have our stories told by people who look like us and who have shared in our common experiences. Some of my earliest influences were Donnie Simpson. I would also say Tom Joyner, Angela Stribling, Sherry Carter. They were just people who told our stories with a lot of class and dignity and were big inspirations to me. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast, The Center Black Voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. Wherever you get podcasts.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
How long is it before you realize what you've woken up into? I.e. the temptation to not look at the news or the phone to see, like, is this the day that we have a cure? Is this the, you know?
I have been, like, totally avoiding the news almost completely. If I do listen, it's like Democracy Now. You know Democracy Now? I'll listen to that maybe once a week, once or twice a week. Right. But I'm just like, the New York Times is like, oh, Corona charts. We have another chart. It's like, they're just like loving this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like new information or whatever. I'm not watching Cuomo. I'm like, great. I'm so glad he's like being a human being or whatever, but I'm not, I can't even indulge in the change. So I try to do some sort of workout.
How do you prepare for this though, as a writer? Like, how do you feel about this the industry?
Or your creativity. How do you?
I had too much fucking shit going on. And I'm like, how did I, at first I was like so angry at myself. I was like, why did I think I could live three lives in one body? I was so harsh to myself where I was like, you stupid bitch, you thought you could live three. I was like so mean about it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. That's what the world was. But now, and so I had like development stuff that I'm working on, like my own writing and then, raising up young writers projects. I was doing stand up and I was doing like production services, this company that I'm building, Starpix. And production services, it's like, who the fuck knows? Stand up, I'm like, I'm not gathering people together till there's a vaccine. And now with writing, I'm like, yeah, bitch, focus and just be. And I got enough going on that I'm like, and I'm not like, I I'm like a busybody. So it's like, I think I just like stay busy and then the creativity kind of comes as it comes. And I do take like at night, I'm like no emails on weekends, no emails, just like get the fuck away. It's hard on like Sunday. I'm sometimes like, maybe I will catch up, but it's like, no, just stay away. That work is there all the fucking time. You know, it's like available there.
Let me ask, what are you, because even now, like I'll stay busy, but I still find myself like avoiding certain things that I should be doing. Like, what do you, creative wise, what do you keep putting off?
You mean like your screenplay type of thing?
Exactly.
You know, that I have this thing where it's like, I have this essay I want to write about how COVID is not the great equalizer. That I just can't write. People are like, oh, we're equal. It's like, no, COVID's exposing how poor people are poor and rich people are rich. It's not the equalizer. It's the like system revealer. I've just been wanting to write this essay and I'm like, I don't know myself as an essay writer yet. But scripts, I'm like really sort of, and like outlines and shit and pitches are like coming to me. But this essay writing vibe, I'm just like, I guess because I don't read essays and I like barely read. So
has there been any thought or temptation to resurrect half a project with abs via Zoom? Because the thing is that even when I watched the show, a lot of your extras were you two communicating via Skype or whatever the technology was in 2011, 2012.
Right.
So it's almost like Broad City was created for Zoom culture years before. Now we live by Zoom.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
I wasn't doing this 4 weeks ago.
I'm a big FaceTimer. You know, I love to FaceTime, so I'm glad that I like was on that tip before it was forced upon me. Right. But like Abby and I actually have shit going. So I'm like, okay, we're already doing the things. We're like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, that we have had an animated pilot going. Mm-hmm. So we're like working on that. And we have a couple scripted like live action stuff that we've been just like raising and raising and raising.
You don't, do you at least warn before? The thing that I don't like about where we live now is the amount of people that FaceTime you without warning you that they're FaceTiming you.
Oh my God.
Aggressive. I'm not used to that shit. No, no.
Yeah, they're treating like the FaceTime like it's the new phone
like it's a
call.
Phone call.
Because we're all dusty. We're all dusty.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even call someone. I always pretext. Yeah.
I need always a text pre-text. First.
Yeah, even a phone call. I'm just like, phone call? Is it the 90s? Like, it's just too real. Everybody's like in their own world and like on the phone. I always pretext before any, that's aggressive. FaceTime, straight up FaceTime. And if I FaceTime someone and they don't pick up, I apologize and say, I know that was aggressive.
Nah.
Not post-Rona. You can FaceTime.
Okay. Straight up FaceTime. There's a
646 person. That like will FaceTime me 5 times in a row, and then
like
I'll
stuff.
You know when you do the you ever do the text thing where you just do the sort of the bunch of exclamation
prompt,
points
the,
with the
one that
question
is,
mark
yeah.
who this like and they
you
never identify themselves.
You don't know who it is.
Yo, I got an idea for a song. I know who. All right, so there's an industry veteran. There's an industry veteran that I.
Oh my God, I love that sigh. I love delicately. That sigh.
Trivia. It's like trivia.
I'm going to put this. No, he's an industry veteran. And I believe that his goal is to get a prominent singer, piano player, father that was just recently on our show a song right now. And wants me to be the bridge that leads to it, but like,
I know who that is.
He's
and I was scared to ask you.
Like,
I was like,
call six times, FaceTime me six times in a row type people?
Like, you're not, I'm not leaning into this five times in a row FaceTime to help you bridge the success of, you know what I mean? What?
But he's like six, he's like 68.
All right.
He's 68, so you don't know.
Oh, this is somebody else. Yo, Amir, you must be getting a lot of those because somebody else hit me up. Like, I got a song. You think that? Okay, never mind.
Amir. Yeah, it's happening a lot.
Do you guys find like you're living in your truth it's more happening. Because shit is so blank where it's like, you know, like you're like, I'm not fucking answering this. Absolutely. Or if you do, you're like, I'm not doing your father musician. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck the thing is.
I'll go further with now. I just have to bluntly tell them that like I'm not in that space. Like this whole, tell me what you think. I'm working on the song. Or, you know, I'm doing this this COVID benefit thing. I want you to, they're trying to do like a Philly We Are the World thing. It's like we're hauling notes for you,
way. Cool. Wait, that you should do.
No.
No, it's like, it's the weirdest lineup. It's like, they're trying to organize this We Are the Philly, like, Philly Forever type thing. And,
I'm digging that part of it.
I feel bad.
At least that like black and white truth part of it.
No, I mean, I'm doing enough fundraising. I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Are you watching a lot of like shows on IG and stuff?
On Instagram, not quite.
Or YouTube or Twitch?
I don't consume much normally. So I'm like just watching the fucking Sopranos for the first time. Like I never saw. Yeah. And I'm like, can you believe the violence?
Speaking of which, Zoe just says hello to you.
Oh,
Zoe Kravitz.
To me?
She said hello to you.
And I'm like, this is
Zoe's a Sopranos head.
She's obsessed.
Yeah, I've never watched Sopranos either. I've never watched this.
Fonte.
Fonte. It's something new with you.
Wait, are you proud of this hill you just landed on?
I'm not really proud of it. I just stand on it. It's like, I don't care.
Alani, because
we were talking about it on Twitter the other day, and I was telling people, like, yo, Sopranos gets all the love, but it was really Oz that really did it in terms of what we now know as peak TV. Oz was the game changer, you know what I'm saying? So by the time Sopranos came around, I was like, I don't care about this shit. I just saw, you know, motherfuckers get killed in jail.
You know what? You ain't even watch Game of Thrones. You're just not an HBO head. Did you stop?
No,
it,
that's not true. I'm an HBO head. I've been watching.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
Y'all murders joint.
I don't watch that shit.
Boardwalk Empire.
To tell you the truth,
I did watch. I did watch Boardwalk Empire. I did like Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, I'm watching that. That shit is rough. This is rough. It's
you watched The Wire too, right?
Hell yeah, come on.
Okay, so only the black. You gotta have black. I see what's
you gotta
going
have
on.
Michael in it. Michael has to be in it.
Because I watched 6 Feet Under. That was very white.
Okay.
It was also fucking brilliant. I'm just not like fantasy or like, you know, like Game of Thrones. It was just, you know, white people with black names. I just
think Khaleesi. It's like Khaleesi, you mean Khaleesi? Is that who you mean?
Nah, I wasn't into that. And then Sopranos was just like, I had seen every gangster movie, so you know, Goodfellas, Casino. Like, I just, by the time they got to Sopranos,
I'll say this much,
Fonte. Okay, the thing is that because Sopranos came so close to the edge of where the new technology comes in, mm-hmm. part of my fear is that if I rewatch the Sopranos,
it won't be.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, it was before the age of the developed cell phones, before the age of, like, there's an episode where, like, a new Starbucks opens across the street and they're trying to figure out, should they shake them down, only to realize that, like, oh, that's not a mom and pop operation. Like, we can't.
Yeah, that's a multi-corporation.
Right, and that they're the new dinosaurs. It's very Pelly Jacket.
No, and you know what? It's interesting you say that because the parts of The Wire are like that too. And I still think The Wire is like one of the like the greatest show, but technology, some of that stuff, it didn't really hold up.
Well, yeah, because it could be fixed now. Like if you could send a photo or if you could. But I still say that in my top three, Sopranos is still number two.
Is that HBO shows? Is that what you're doing?
I ride for I write for The Wire, Sopranos, and Breaking Bad. That's my top three.
Okay. That's deep. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's
you fair. Gotta. That's fair. I that's mean, fair. You know, you gotta. You gotta at least watch why James Gandolfini.
But I'm just like, when the fuck do you, in particular, yeah. Amir, watch it all night? I'm like, aren't you so fucking busy and like creating shit all the time? Like, when do people watch it? It blows my mind.
Well, yeah,
I think we got time now.
Well,
no, because I think the thing, I think people think like you have to stop and go to a television. Like this morning while I was making breakfast, I watched three episodes of Key and Peele. Like, I'm trying to recap on that to see if it still holds
but
up.
But that's a show. I think that's a show. I think there needs to be a list on Netflix or streaming services, wherever, of shows that you can watch while doing other shit. Right. You know what I mean? That needs to be a subgenre of like shows you can tweet.
Love.
Because there's certain shows you got
to pay attention to.
And then it's some shit you really got to watch.
You are right about that. So I use Key and Peele. I use Key and Peele as my occasional background join, but can look and still not miss a thing, or
you're not missing shit.
Like Family
It's like
Guy.
A Tyler Perry movie. Like you can walk into a Tyler Perry movie.
You know the score.
You know exactly what's happening.
You read the script already. Yeah.
You know what it is.
So wait, no. Speaking of which, yo man, I got caught in the web, man. I got caught in the trap.
Black as fuck? Black as fuck?
No. Okay. I watched one. All right. So you remember when they were coming at Tyler for being the
was that his BET Plus show?
His show Sisters?
Sisters?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. All right. So look. No. Here's the thing. It was curious. This is literally curiosity killed the quest. Because I Tarantino'd it and came in at backwards. When All Black Twitter tried to cancel Tyler for not hiring a staff and he wrote everything himself. Then I was like, all right, let me see one episode. And then next thing I knew, like, I watched nine episodes. It's almost like the Kardashians. Like, one of them shows where you'll never publicly say you watched that you're on. But just one episode came on and the other episode came on. And I knew it was bad because when, like, Gracie walked in the room, then it changed. It was like Electric Blue status on Playboy when you like 12 years old. Like,
gotta go to last. Gotta last. Oh no, nah, baby! I was watching History Channel.
So wait, did Tyler wrote it all himself?
Yeah,
yes,
and you
girl,
can tell.
It's called Sisters. It's about a group of women, honey. Damn. It's about a group of women.
And they're like Kardashian level. Ay.
P.S. P.S. I just wanted to add a show to your background show thing.
I heard
Little
that's
Dickie
funny.
Show, Dave.
Yo, that is funny.
About it, but I just can't. I'm like,
it's funny.
Is it good? Is it good?
It is funny. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
That was the last thing we were watching at Fallon before. Like Tariq was like, we all got to watch this. And we saw an episode and it's actually funny. Yeah. Little Dickie from Philly.
You know, I haven't watched a lot of TV or been a consumer really for like, I don't know, just not my whatever. You know what I used to watch when cable was still a thing? Fucking QVC and HSN. That's what I'd email and tweet through. The most, like, the deepest character studies, wow. The saddest, like, just, like, such high-functioning addiction issue. Like, and the background, the way background information slips in is fucking a genius character study. I'm trash. I'm from Long Island. I'm trash.
That's Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like everything was like building up to Broad City. And then I'm like, well, I've seen Broad City. Have you seen Broad City? And you know, it's like, I'm just, I don't know. And now I'm like, okay, I take stock of the industry a little bit. And also like, we're all on our fucking asses all the time. So it's like, it's time. But yeah, I don't know. It's
that baffles me. Every creative I know, they never, like they create, but they never like indulge into the drug that
and it's
serving.
Like I did when I was a kid, you know, like I used to watch like a lot of TV as a kid, but then once I was like off, I was like, okay, time to like output.
All right, y'all, you know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you gotta change your mind state. make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? Well, no, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I just thought of some Brooklyn shit. Bill, well, not that you would watch Sesame Street, and you often make fun of me for watching Sesame Street.
I don't. Yeah, Sesame Street rules.
Alana was on Sesame Street. She is on Sesame Street.
Alana, I like Noodle. Do you have a kid?
I have two, but I work. I'm the music director of Sesame Street.
He's the Joe Raposo of Sesame Street.
So you were on. It was great.
He's the reason why you're on Sesame Street.
Oh, sick. It is my joy.
It's great.
Playing Ms. Noodle.
Ms. Noodle. New and improved, 2.0, for real.
Oh, I love it.
I don't.
It's so weird to have a like 3-year-old audience.
Yeah,
it's fucking
and
cool.
A 50-year-old.
Yeah.
And a 50-year-old audience. It spans. It's nuts. Yeah. That's cool.
Is Noodle yeah. The newer character? Is that? I'm sorry, y'all know how.
There's like Mr. Noodle, and he's like a clown, and then he has brothers and sisters because he's doing other stuff.
I was literally like a talking noodle.
No, it's Bill Irwin.
Yeah, it's a clown. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then, like, people like Sarah Jones was Ms. Noodle for a while, his sister. Debbie Diggs was Mr. Noodle, his brother.
For a minute. Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah, yeah.
And now, Alana.
Yeah. All right. So,
Amir needs a
kid. Let me be gentrification noodle. Can I?
Yeah. Brooklyn Noodle. I have, like, a semi mom and pop coffee shop, whatever. My blue bottle iced coffee. So you watch Sesame Street?
No, I remember it well. I don't actively watch it now. Nice save, Thompson. Nice save.
Wow.
The old ones are fucking sick, like legit ass television. You know, the 70s and 80s ones. I like watch those clips sometimes.
You know what I just learned, Bill? I don't know if I told you this. So the movie I'm working on, about the Harlem Cultural Festival.
Mm-hmm.
The last day, the last week of that concert, the Harlem Culture Festival is essentially, and I'm not calling it Black Woodstock.
But you just did.
You know, people often describe Woodstock. It as Black Woodstock because it happened at the same time that Woodstock happened, but just for Black people. But what I discovered was the reason why the very last week of the cultural festival wasn't taped was because the Cameron crew had to set up and work for a new show shot in Brooklyn called Sesame Street.
Oh, that's wild.
And on the pilot episode was Luther Vandross and Fonzie Thornton.
Wow.
Under, yeah. So if you
that's
Google,
so
the name of their band was called Listen, My Brother. So it's like one member of Chic, Luther, Fonzie Thornton, and they're doing this thing like Count to 20. if you look up, the name of their group was called Listen, My Brother. Mm. And
and they're on the pilot.
It's the pilot episode.
That's fucking sick.
It's the pilot episode. But yeah, they performed at the Carlsberg Festival, and that's the one thing I'm mad that I have no Luther Vandross at 19.
Wow.
That's a member of Chic before Chic.
Oh, it just popped up.
And that's when Niall was playing in the Sesame Band. So that's
right, exactly.
Chic.
Wow.
Yeah, Niall. Well, now I don't think Niall's in that first clip, but he joined in 71.
Right. Here,
so that's how that whole New York crew of like Lisa Audie Fisher.
Yeah.
How young he is. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's him at 19.
Wow.
This was funky.
He was at 19. He looked like he just worked a full shift at like they just don't make black people like that no more.
They just don't. He's still flicking his hip.
They don't make us like that no more, dude. Like, you look at pictures of Otis Redding. Like, it was like, when I watched the, it was like, and Otis Redding died at 26. I was like, this nigga was 26?
No.
He looked like he was like 40-something.
Yeah, I can't make Otis Redding in his 20s at all. 27, yeah.
Complete yeah, I can't. Ass person.
Anyway, I got to wrap up because I have another job to do. But, I have people to play music for.
What's the thing you're going into for the weekend? What are you doing Saturday? You know what you're doing Saturday or tomorrow already?
You know I'm one of those people. You're being facetious right now, aren't you?
No, I'm doing that because I'm acting like, you know.
I'm really bad at this.
It's Friday.
I know I'm doing Oprah's thing. So Oprah's doing
Tyler Perry and Oprah in the same fucking episode. Yeah.
Oprah's doing this like 24 hours fundraising. I guess she's like, you know, Jerry Lewis, like raising money for 24 hours. So I believe that I'm DJing on Oprah's virtual fundraiser thing for, it's an odd amount of time. Like I'm DJing for 27 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Who's the person that counts the seconds? Like 26 minutes.
But I have to ask a question though. I mean, with the whole celebrity fundraising thing, I mean, is it a little kind of a paradox? Because it's like, okay, you're a rich celebrity. And I'm not saying you in particular, Amir. I'm just saying just...
Oh, I'm definitely not rich. Like, I'm just connected.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's like, okay, if you're a rich celebrity and you're asking people to donate to the crisis. Nigga, we are the crisis. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're asking us to donate to the crisis. So then y'all can give that money back to us?
I was just asked for like a Peacock NBC's digital thing. And I was like, NBC is asking for human beings. Right. But the thing is, they're matching. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Okay. A match.
And it's levels, Fonte. But it's levels because that stuff ain't for you, though. Because you ain't supposed to go to it. Like, it's for the food banks and stuff. I hope that you ain't going to the food banks and getting you some food because...
Westlove Supreme doesn't pay me, so I have to do it.
But I hear that. I fucking hear that shit.
Yeah, I'm
shout
just
out
like,
to
sometimes,
D-Nice
like,
who got a different cause.
It's like, do a billionaire's fundraiser. You know what I mean? Like, New York, like, can the billionaire... We have, like, so many billionaires. Can they help? At least make voting by mail happen?
I'm about to say, I need them to work on it.
Lucy was up with Wisconsin with that. Yeah, voting by mail in Wisconsin. That's going to be very...
What you saying, Steve? What you
very doing? Interesting. Oh, what were you saying, Steve? Are you about to go out and apply? Isn't it 7 o'clock?
Is that 10? No. 10 minutes to 7.
I was just going to, as a billionaire, I was just going to say, cool, we're in, you know, like.
Thank you so good. Much. That's sweet.
All right. All right. Let's wrap this up. So we appreciate you. Thank you, Alana. I hope you don't go crazy in your digs right now.
Thanks for having me. Creative. How much fun. That was really helpful for my heart. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right. On behalf of Fontigolo, Laia, Unpaid Bill, Sugar Steve, and my hat.
You got to tell us where to get these hats. I'm tired of you.
D and Ricky, the same dude that make my heart. Oh, I'm sorry. At D and Ricky. D-E-E. Why are you smirking? Like,
Because I don't know. R-I-C-K-Y? Okay. All right.
Do you not know D. Ricky, the twins that make my Lego hearts?
I don't know them. And so do other people who are watching this. No, they okay. are friends.
Yes, D and Ricky. I'm supporting two designers. Yeah, at D and Ricky or at Ricky and D. At D E E A N D R I C K Y
or M O U S.
These light switches.
Yo, before we go, quick question. Alana, so you said that you have a partner. How is quarantine affecting your marriage or relationship?
My marriage, my husband. Okay, at first I was like,
wait, me and Maddie like, had the same face like.
I was seriously like, everything was just like shattered or whatever. But but then.
I want you to describe everything. You describe everything with the flair of a Broadway actress.
I was like just losing my mind altogether. And I was like, we got to go. We got to get out of house. We got to go to Long Island. I got to get out. You know, I was just like so antsy in general. But and like I was having personally like a lot of ups and downs. But he I mean, it's like really cheesy shit. But he's really been like helping me just like be in myself. Just like, you know, we had like arguments and like worked through the shit. But we're in a, like a place where we got like a rhythm going.
I've learned about mirroring.
It's good.
Mirroring.
Mm-mm. You got to come on.
Where when you
showing the exact same.
Yes. Ahead, when you are having a debate or a disagreement or an argument, whatever, it's more important that the person that you're having with it feels that they are heard as opposed to you being right.
Yep. Or solving it.
So I would have to repeat the words you say. Okay, I understand how you feel. You told me that this particular bread was made of seeds and da 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 da. And the thing is, if you're busy, I was giving you a hypothetical. The thing is that if you're repeating and mirroring exactly what your partner says, you're not busy channeling them out to figure out what your rebuttal is.
Okay, let me say, this is my best friend is a psychiatrist. He was just telling me about using this tactic with his partner. And it's from this book, Getting the Love You Want. And it's that book, like that tactic is based on nonviolent communication, another book. And haven't read them. But
your shelf looks great, right?
Yes. Oh, I look like a fucking genius. But like it's, I think with this quarantine, it's like, you got to sit like what Quest is describing. It's like, because you're like stuck, you got to like sit in it and like actually walk through it. But that, actually hearing them before you're like, but my defense, like, it's like, there's more time than ever. So I feel like, it's a good time if you're like, have some tools, I guess. I go to a lot of therapy.
Oh,
no, that was great. Y'all. That was great.
I think we all do.
That helped a lot.
Anyway, y'all, on behalf of Sugar Steve, I'm Bay Bill, Laia Fontigolo, and Alana Glazier. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll thank you for coming to Alana.
QLS Live.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Great meeting you guys. Yes. See you in person one day. Bye.
Bye.
All right. See y'all later.
Bye.
All right, peace.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.